You're listening to SBS News.
The hybrid workplace has been embraced by many since the pandemic began and lockdowns forced changes to the way people worked. The Property Council of Australia's Luke Achterstra says office occupancy rates from around the country are reflecting this new way of working.
I think the COVID pandemic has really accelerated our interaction with flexibility. So whether that's staggered starts, early finishes, or late starts, late finishes, you're seeing people embrace that flexibility. You're seeing potentially a 3-2 split.
With the exception of Perth and Canberra, capital cities across the country experienced a drop in occupancy rates in July. Sydney went from 55 to 53, Brisbane from 64 to 53, and Adelaide from 71 to 64. The Property Council says the dip isn't completely unexpected, with the Omicron wave taking hold and people told again to work from home. But Melbourne had the lowest occupancy rate of just 38%. Paul Guerra from the Victorian Chamber of Commerce and Industry says there are a few explanations for the dip.
Yeah, we know that the work from home recommendations have taken their toll, as have the winter flu, which we haven't seen here for the last 2 years. But yeah, there's some positives in all this because we know the nighttime economy and weekend economy has remained relatively strong.
Melbourne Lord Mayor Sally Capp says the health messaging has largely worked, but she wants to see workers return to the CBD.
Throughout the pandemic that people are listening and responding to the advice of government. That's a good thing. It's really helped us throughout this pandemic. But now we're really asking for state government to understand that there's a balance in protecting lives but also in protecting livelihoods.
Taxi drivers are certainly feeling the pinch with less foot traffic in the CBD.
People not coming out to the city. They're not moving here and there. So I found it very hard time.
Pre-COVID, the business was quite nice and, yeah, the vibe was good and, yeah. But now, as you can see, the city is quiet and business is quiet.
The Victorian State Government says working from home is up to individual organisations. Premier Daniel Andrews says they continue to support businesses.
We've paid out $12 billion, perhaps even more than that, in business support. And that's been very important and very welcome, I think, from businesses right across the state.
While there's been plenty of focus on the CBD, Paul Guerra says it's a different story elsewhere.
We know the suburban office is actually going pretty well, and I've spent the last couple of weeks out in regional Victoria, which is also going pretty well. So I think the opportunity is to rethink what the CBD is going to look like.
Despite the low office occupancy rates, it doesn't appear to have affected the leasing of office space, with demand up by 0.5% over the past 6 months. Gloria Claish, SBS News.